Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week that was Christmas 2024. We hope all the listeners had a wonderful holiday. Hope you are blessed with good health and the company of family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And we wish everyone the happiest of New Year's. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is that everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has celebrated its 50th year of serving campers with disabilities this year, growing from a 211 campers in the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is a highlight of their year. This past weekend, we had respite care out here at camp. The campers had a wonderful time, a lot of holiday-related activities, and that's the last of our activities for campers for the rest of this year. And then we start right off in January with new activities and new exciting times. And just a reminder to folks that now is the time to register for summer sessions, fall sessions, respite, travel programs for 2025. You can just go online to campcourageous.org and find the section there for registration. Camp Courageous is continuing to look for an aquatics director, an adventure director, and counselors. We hire year-round counselors, a lot of wonderful opportunities. Camp Courageous pays the best in the state and has incredible facilities for those people that choose to come and be a part of Camp Courageous. A big congratulations to my dear friend and honorary board member Gary Turbis and his wife Jan on his retirement from Midstep Services out in Sioux City. Had the opportunity to drive out there and wish him the very best. He's retiring after 47 years with Midstep Systems. It's a program for people with special needs and gives them incredible opportunities. Gary left Camp Courageous and he was the first director here and went out to Sioux City where they serve now 300 individuals with a staff of 400 and do a beautiful job in residential, vocational, educational, and recreational opportunities for people with disabilities. Gary plans on continuing to stay active and volunteering at Camp High Hopes there in Sioux City. Also, a big thank you to Jeff Schmott, who gave Camp Courageous the opportunity to give a program to the Thursday Noon Optimist Club, one of my favorite groups. They started supporting the camp back in 1976 and have never slowed down. A lot of great members, including Gary Kuba, who was on the WMT staff for years, Don Peterson, who was part of the Petroleum Markers back when things started there, Chuck Gardner, who was another great member that was very instrumental on Camp Courageous' history, and just a lot of good people. So just a reminder to folks, if you're interested in ever hearing a program about Camp Courageous, get a hold of us, and we're more than happy to go out at any time to any place talking about Camp Courageous. Our camp store has two sales going on right now, fruitcakes, and we have Sky, the camp's therapy dog. The therapy dog is on sale for $10, that's half price. And fruitcakes, if you're interested in buying any one of these in bulk to give out as gifts and things, get a hold of me personally and we'll see if we can make a deal. And they make great gifts. I know I've bought a lot of them over the years, giving fruitcakes to senior homes and Skies to hospitals and things like that. So it's a great opportunity to make somebody's day. A big thank you to our dear friends, John and Mary Gilroy of Coralville. They provided camp a new van, which is called the Go Van, and it's after named after the Gilroy and the O'Neill families. John has been involved with camp through the Petroleum Markers for years and years, and Mary's been involved with Camp Courageous personally as an administrative assistant to Dave Dirks with the University of Iowa Foundation. Just wonderful people. At the recent holiday parties for campers, Mary not only wrapped gifts to give out to the campers, but the day when Santa arrived in a helicopter, Mary was there in tears and she said, "I will remember this day for the rest of my life." Just a wonderful couple and so dear to our hearts. Also, a big thank you to Jackie Arnsdorf, part of the marketing team up at Spawn and Rose in Dubuque, for inviting camp up there to receive a donation from their foundation. Spawn and Rose has been involved with Camp Courageous since its beginning. Most of our building supplies back in the early 70s came from Spawn and Rose, and we continue to do a lot of business with them. So a big thank you goes out to our friends at Spawn and Rose. Also, a big thank you to Integrated DNA Technologies out of Coralville. that collected items for Camp Courageous throughout the holidays, and Archie Harden delivered those items up to the camp during the holidays. Here at camp, we have the winter sale going on. It's open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 4, Fridays from 8 to 6, and closed on Saturdays. And of course, we got the big Manchester garage sale that goes Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 to 6, Saturdays from 9 to noon, and that's located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. The Cedar Rapids Gazette continues to have their great Give Day where you can vote for Camp Courageous. Go to campcourageous.org and vote online to give us votes, and those votes translate into free advertisement for the camp in the future. Camp Courageous' need of the week is paper, regular copy paper. We go through an awful lot of it here, and we appreciate any donations of office copy paper. Our sympathy goes out to camper Joseph Bader. He was 25 from Jessup, a longtime camper here at camp, a wonderful individual, brought a spark into everyone else's life that he was surrounded by. I just remember him coming to Camp Courageous. A big highlight of one of his years here was attending the Great Jones County Fair. Memorials go to Camp Courageous. Congressman Jim Leach passed away. Congressman Leach has been a longtime supporter of the camp, a big person when he came to the Pineapple Gala several years ago. Him and his wife provided dinner for 8. Just a good person. Frieda Schmitz passed away, longtime board member. An incredible individual when it came to people with special needs. Taught her whole life with those with special needs, and just a true delight and a person that brought Camp Courageous to higher levels. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous in 2025. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.